Our gospel lesson this morning is from Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman, Canaanite, who lived there, came to him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her very severely." But Jesus gave her no reply, not a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to go away," they said. "She's bothering us with all her begging." Then Jesus said to the woman, "I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel." But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, "Lord, help me." He responded, "It isn't right to take the food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table." "Dear woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted." And her daughter was instantly healed. In this passage today, I'm reminded of an operator that I had over in Minnesota at the power plants over there. He was one of the most intelligent guys that I ever met. He always had every situation well under control. Even a time when everyone else thought he was going to blow up the place. Everyone else scattered, but not Bruce. He calmly grabbed the controls, slowly brought everything back into normalcy. And that's about when I came on the scene and walked in, and the place was just a mess. There was soot and dust and all over the place. And I looked at Bruce and I said, "What in the world happened here?" And he stopped me and he pointed his finger at the trainee and he went like this. He grabbed him by the hand, took him over to the head. Bailey pneumatic controls on this boiler that was put in probably in the 1920s. And the Bailey controls are so slow and they're so touchy that just a little tweak can set you right on edge. And he took his operator over to the control and he said, "I told you I wanted a little air. This is a little, about 10 degrees turn on the knob. You gave me 180 degrees, that's this." And he said, he didn't need to say any more to me. I kind of just left and he said, "All right, now that's a little, not a lot of. I don't want a lot of, I just wanted a little. So now clean up this mess." And the time that he reminded me of Jesus in this story was he was training a recruit. This is in the other power plant, the newer one. South power plant was big. It was, the boiler itself was 10 stories high. And we produced 1500 PSI steam at 900 degrees and generated 25 megawatts of 39,000 volts of electricity. And is big. Anyway, he was training in a new recruit over there, and I happened to walk by and looked at the recruit, and what he was doing was okay, but it wasn't a recommended procedure. So I said to Bruce, "Is that what you're teaching him to do, how to handle that?" And he said, "No, that's not what I told him at all. He must have forgotten." And I said, "Well, you're going to correct him?" He said, "Nope, I'm not." He said, "I'm not going to say a word." He said, "Sooner or later, you'll figure out what he's doing. He's not going to hurt himself. He's not going to hurt the equipment. He's just creating a lot of work for himself. And sure enough, he finally realized what he was doing was wrong, and he undid everything he'd done and did it the right way. And he said, Bruce said to me, sometimes when we learn from our mistakes, we are our best instructors. And he said, by me saying nothing, I spoke volumes. And that's what Jesus did in this text. He said nothing, but he spoke volumes. There are some theologians, and I agree with them, that the whole situation was deliberately planned by Jesus as a lesson to his disciples. Jesus left Galilee and then traveled north through Tyre and Sidon to get to the Sea of Galilee. And that's kind of like wanting to get from here to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and going through Minnesota and Canada and coming down through Sault Ste. Marie. It's kind of a long way around. Jesus wasn't wandering aimlessly. This is a well thought out plan meant to teach his disciples, especially Peter, that he was the Messiah for all God's people, not just the Jews, the Gentiles too. He wanted to show them that what strong faith looked like. He knew that this woman had faith. Even though the Gentile woman, this Canaanite woman, was not Jewish, she knew who Jesus was and why he was sent from God. She wanted to make that abundantly clear to his, Jesus wanted to make that abundantly clear to his disciples, especially Peter, who was obsessed with the Jews being God's chosen people, only God's chosen people. Peter doesn't get the message until after Jesus' ascension in Acts chapter 10, when the Holy Spirit revealed itself to Peter in the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. If you aren't familiar with the story, I'll give you a quick recap of it. Peter is invited to Cornelius's house, which is an estate. Cornelius was a Roman centurion who had a very wealthy, and he had a whole army at his command. He had an entire house full of servants and slaves. Cornelius wanted Peter to tell him and his entire household about Jesus. Peter initially balked at the idea because it was deemed as an unclean act for a Jew to entertain a Gentile. But in a dream, God spoke to Peter and said, do not call anything profane that God has made clean. Now, while relating his story to Cornelius, the Holy Spirit blew through the house, similar to the Pentecost scene, and told Peter to baptize everyone, free, slaves, Gentiles, Jews, everyone in the house was to be baptized. And that's when Peter finally got caught on to what Jesus was trying to tell him with the Canaanite woman. And today's gospel lesson. The Canaanite woman understood Jesus was using her to teach his disciples. And she was persistent in her prayers to Jesus for Jesus' mercy. We could learn from that Canaanite woman in our prayers, to be persistent in our prayers. Don't give up on God too soon when you think he's not listening to you. Sometimes when I pray for something specific and I don't get any response, and I think God isn't hearing me, what he's probably saying is, open your eyes, it's right in front of you. The Canaanite woman's faith was deep. She knew Jesus would help her. I recently had a faith testing moment. I had my annual physical with my doctor, Dr. Sandy Froling. And she gave me some advice on how to handle the COVID-19. She said, I have several high-risk factors working against me. My age, my blood type, I'm type A, and that's the type that has the least ability to fight a virus. So if I do catch the virus, it'll hit me hard. She warned me not to let my guard down, to wear a mask in public, wash my hands and sanitize often, avoid crowds, and don't travel out of the area. So that kind of pushed the kibosh to my golfing plans down in Missouri this fall. While she was telling me this, so I could feel the presence of God, like a little angel that sits on your shoulder. And he was saying, God will get you through this, but you need to put in some effort into it yourself. Listen to what Sandy is saying and obey. This is a message I want to leave with you today, that God loves us, God hears our prayers, but God expects us to put in some effort too. Be smart. Be safe. Don't let your guard down, and have faith that this too shall pass. Amen. Do we go right into the benediction now? Okay. May God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing. May the Holy Spirit fill you with a hopeful faith. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord your God. Amen.